Now your KOXE KBWD local news headlines for Friday, May 24th. The Abilene Police Department Cyber Crimes Unit arrested four Big Country men, including one from Brownwood, accused of using the internet to target minors. 22-year-old Stephen J. Darneel is being held in Brown County Jail after being arrested on Elizabeth Drive. According to Brown County Jail records, he's charged with sexual performance by child, which carries a $25,000 bond, and possession of marijuana less than 2 ounces, which has a $1,000 bond. Abilene Police, the FBI, and Texas DPS began an undercover operation in late April targeting individuals using the internet to prey on children. The search for 59-year-old Susan Smith remains suspended at Ten Mile Crossing in southern Brown County. Brown County Chief of Emergency Management David Creed said in a statement Thursday, the high water level, fast-moving current, and the amount of brush, limbs, and other debris in the river have resulted in the suspension of the waterborne search efforts, though game wardens do continue daily checks of the area. Water levels are dropping. Officials do plan to resume the search when it's safe to do so. The water plant providing water to the city of Coleman is 71 years old, but a new water plant's coming in the near future. Coleman City Council this week awarded a bid of $7,750,000 to construct the facility. Add in the other contingency cost, it's a $9.5 million project, money through USDA 40-year loans. It'll give Coleman a state-of-the-art water plant to serve the citizens for many decades. Water rates, though, are going up to pay for that.
We've had crews out all week removing debris, floating styrofoam and different debris from the lake. They've removed 4 or 5 dump truck loads and 4 or 5 trailer loads so far. So, you know, just everybody does need to be cautious for some of that floating debris. We've got most of the big stuff off of there, though.
John Allen, manager of Brown County Water Improvement District, saying Lake Brownwood is open for business this Memorial Day weekend.
I can tell them that it is open. We're full. We should be right at a foot over spillway by Friday morning. Everything should be open at the lake. Looking for a great weekend. Got off the phone with the people out at Flat Rock Park and everything. They will be open. They're fully open. That is a free park provided by the district. It's great. State Park will be open. The lower campsites and some of them may be really close to the water right now, but, you know, everything should be open and really good.
Lake Brownwood, 0.9 foot over spillway as of 5:30 this morning. Texas families and businesses can save on the purchase of certain water and energy-efficient products during the state's Water Efficient Products and Energy Star sales tax holiday. Both are taking place Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th. That is this weekend. You can find more details here on the website, KOXE.com, on the local news page and on the 101.3 KOXE Facebook page. Brown County Rodeo tickets on sale here at KOXE KBWD. Adults ages 13 and up, $8 each. Children ages 4 to 12, $3 each. Children 3 and under, free. Cash only. Get your tickets to the Brown County Rodeo here in our studios, 300 Carnegie, downtown Brownwood. This Memorial Day weekend, the Texas Department of Public Safety is joining law enforcement efforts across the state to help keep Texas roadways safe. Today through Monday, troopers on the lookout for intoxicated drivers, as well as drivers violating speed limit, seat belt, and other traffic laws. All DPS offices, including driver license offices, will be closed on Monday, May 27th, in observance of Memorial Day. All offices resume normal business hours Tuesday, May 28th. Justice of the Peace offices in Brown County will be closed from May 27th through 31st in order for judges to attend training. Any appearances scheduled for JP Court May 27th through 31st will automatically be extended until June 3rd. A couple of Memorial Day events you may be interested in. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 3278 and Auxiliary with East Lawn Cemetery, will observe Memorial Day, 9:30 Monday morning, the observance at East Lawn Cemetery. And the Brownwood Memorial Day Program, 11 a.m. Memorial Day at the Central Texas Veterans Memorial. Retired Air Force General Dan Locker will be the master of ceremonies, and retired Navy Commander Jim Luby will give the Memorial Day address. There will be a dedication of 2 Memorial Day plaques. Those are your local news headlines for Friday, May 24th.